You're listening to WCRB in concert with the Boston Chamber Music Society. I'm Alan McClellan. Gustav Mahler studied the piano in Vienna with Brahms's good friend Julius Epstein, some 15 years after Brahms wrote that second quartet we just heard. So you can hear echoes of Brahms in Mahler's single-movement piano quartet. He originally conceived this as the opening movement to a full-scale quartet, but he never had a chance to finish it. He was only 16 at the time, on his way to developing his distinctive musical voice. The Boston Chamber Music Society continues this concert with a different group of players than the Brahms we just heard. Guest pianist Andrew Armstrong is this time joined by violinist Jennifer Frauci, violist Marcus Thompson, and cellist Joshua Gordon. This is the one-movement piano quartet in A minor by Mahler with the Boston Chamber Music Society at Harvard University's Sanders Theater in concert on WCRB.
Thank you.
Mahler's Piano Quartet in A Minor with members of the Boston Chamber Music Society, violinist Jennifer Frauci, violist Marcus Thompson, cellist Joshua Gordon, and pianist Andrew Armstrong in concert at Sanders Theatre in Cambridge. I'm Alan McClellan. You're listening to WCRB in Concert. This concert by the Boston Chamber Music Society was entitled First Fruits, Early Offerings of Three Giants. That describes this evening to a T. Works from early in their careers by three Viennese composers of different times. So far in this program, we've heard music by the 29-year-old Brahms and 16-year-old Mahler from 19th century Vienna. Now let's hear from a Viennese composer from the beginning of the 20th century, Erich Wolfgang Korngold. He later became famous as a pioneering Hollywood composer, well known for his scores for films like Captain Blood and The Seahawk, starring Errol Flynn. But before all that, he was a child prodigy in Vienna. When he was 18 years old, he wrote this string sextet. In a program note, the Boston Chamber Music Society's artistic director, Marcus Thompson, describes this Korngold sextet as, quote, a work of genius in its imagination, awareness, and passion. The composer takes very seriously the Viennese tradition, even to the extent of quoting Brahms in the middle of the first movement. In the second movement, he takes post-romantic ideas to their utmost expressive limit. In a recent phone conversation, Marcus Thompson told me, quote, my jaw drops open after every phrase. He was surprised by how Korngold explores emotional depths on a mythic scale. Now, here are members of the Boston Chamber Music Society, violinists Jennifer Frauci and Yura Lee, violists Dimitri Murath and Marcus Thompson, and cellist Joshua Gordon and Raman Ramakrishnan, in concert at Sanders Theatre, the String Sextet by Erich Wolfgang Korngold on WCRB.
Thank you. Thank you.
Eric Korngold's String Sextet, played in concert by members of the Boston Chamber Music Society, violinists Jennifer Frauci and Yura Lee, violists Dmitry Murath and Marcus Thompson, and cellists Joshua Gordon and Raman Ramakrishnan. It's a work that's not often heard these days, but now that the Boston Chamber Music Society has tackled it, chances are the Korngold String Sextet will make its way more often onto chamber music programs around the country. Our thanks to Artistic Director Marcus Thompson and the other members of the BCMS for making it possible to bring you this concert from Sanders Theatre in Cambridge. Remember, on Sunday, October 22nd at Sanders Theatre, the Boston Chamber Music Society presents Beethoven's Second Piano Trio, Prokofiev's Quintet for Winds and Strings, and Dvorak's Bass Quintet. That's Sunday, October 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at Sanders Theatre. Well, we have a few minutes left in tonight's program, and I thought we could take a look back to one of the great performances from a few years ago by the Boston Chamber Music Society here in our WCRB studio. This is clarinetist Thomas Hill with violist Marcus Thompson and pianist Mihai Lee playing Robert Schumann's Fairy Tales.
Thank you.
The Boston Chamber Music Society, playing for a live audience in WCRB's Fraser Performance Studio, Robert Schumann's musical expression of his love for literature and fantasy, The Fairy Tales, for clarinet, viola, and piano. And we heard clarinetist Thomas Hill, violist Marcus Thompson, and pianist Mihei Lee. You can find more information about WCRB in concert at our website, classicalwcrb.org. That's where you can also hear this program again on demand. And be sure to look for the link to the Boston Chamber Music Society. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. I'm Alan McClellan. I produce this broadcast along with audio producer Antonio Oliart-Ross. Our executive producer is Brian McCreath. Thanks so much for joining us for WCRB in Concert.